Oh my gosh, what an adorable one he is. And every time I look at him, he is a tangible reminder that no matter what happens, no matter rebels that come, sickness that comes, no matter what happens, what challenges, God is indeed with us.
Mm. Well, I just can't wait to hear the rest of these stories in your book. You know what? God has called you to a very special ministry, Michelle. He's called all of us to care, not all of us to go, but all of us to care. How can we help from where we are? How can we help what you do?
Well, there are a number of things that can be done. The first thing is, of course, prayer. We desperately need an extensive prayer cover of those that care and care in their prayers specifically for us. You can follow the stories and what's going on actually on my blog online, and a lot of times there are prayer requests there as well. If you want to get more involved, there's links on the blog. It's lovehasafaith.blogspot.com, and there's links there that will take you to different websites where you can find out more information, become educated about the situation in Sudan and in the region it's escalating and growing as we speak. Yeah. And then, of course, there's children have to eat, and there's always the financial aspect, and that can be given through Irish Ministries, designate it for Sudan so that it comes to us, and information can be found online how to do that.
All right, that's IRIS, I-R-I-S Ministries. Give the website or the blog again very slowly so we can make sure we get it, okay?
Okay, the blog for what's going on with us in Sudan is Love Has a Face, like the book, .blogspot.com.
Very simple, okay?
And our IRIS website for the Sudan bases are IRIS-Sudan.org.
All right. And you're supported by God's people who give, right?
That's the only way we get our support.
It's a faith ministry. What you do is done by faith.
Absolutely. Every bit of it. I went in with not even enough to pay for the first month of the lease. So God has been incredibly faithful, and he's provided every step of the way, but we can't do it without God's people all over the world getting involved in helping us.
Now, I understand that you're also an artist and a poet and a photographer. Talk about that part of your life.
Well, I've recently discovered that it's really okay to embrace my creative side. I've always loved it, but it's not been something until recently I really felt free to explore, and kind of a funny thing to discover in the middle of a war zone. But I love beauty. I love the creative heart of God, and I love being able to...